Could you describe the moment of the explosion?
Well, at the time, I was gathering my things ready to leave. Luckily, I was not some of the first people out. So from inside the arena, I just heard a huge bang, and everyone started screaming and running out of the arena. It was terrifying.
So there was panic and nobody knew what to do?
No, nobody knew what the bang was.
As I heard, the explosion happened on the enter to the arena. Am I right?
Yes, it happened in the ticket office where some of the parents were waiting for their children.
Okay, and also, as for security check on the enter, was it proper or not?
Not really. I found the security checking quite poor. When we entered, they checked our tickets, and then they told us to open our bags. They just looked inside, and then they didn't reach around or anything. They just looked inside and then let us go.
Mm-hmm. So no scanning?
No, not at all.
Mm-hmm. Okay. As I heard, they only checked if you have a bottle of water with you, and they just threw the bottle and let the people go to the stadium.
Yes, that's all.
How fast did the police react?
Oh, they reacted very quickly. After we left the arena, we went out into the streets and the traffic stopped. And within maybe a minute and a half, the police and the ambulances, they were already there.
You also mentioned that you heard some shots, gunshots, or not?
Yeah. On the way out of the arena and also outside of the arena, I did hear some gunshots.
The police shooting or some terrorists?
I'm not sure. I think it was terrorists.
So you didn't have a chance to see these terrorists?
No, I didn't. But I'm not sure if it was alone or not. But there was a suicide bomber who blew themselves up. I'm not sure if there was any other terrorists there.
Were there a lot of people who were injured by the explosion?
Yes, over 50 people were injured. It's very sad, and I did actually see maybe one or two bodies on the ground by the street.
Nearby the stadium?
Yeah, next to it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Police, did they help people to reach the subway, or just they did some investigations? Maybe they stopped people to talk to them, or they just helped them to get out of the stadium, something like that?
Well, yes, they helped people get out of the stadium, and they evacuated them out of the area, and they all of the children who had lost their parents were taken to the Holiday Inn Hotel, where they were kept until their parents were found. The police were very good, although the main train station of Manchester was connected to the arena, so that was unfortunately also shut, which meant that a lot of people were stranded in the city.
And also, I read that many taxi drivers, they helped people to get home.
Yes, taxi drivers as well as Uber were offering free rides for people to get home, and hotels were offering free rooms for those who were stranded.
What about the current situation in Manchester?
Well, this morning a shopping centre or shopping mall was evacuated, but it's now reopened. There wasn't really a threat. It just seems like it's quite a tense atmosphere in the city, and this evening there was a gathering to mourn the dead in the square by the city hall.
Were there any police patrols or something like that?
Well, yes, but I don't actually live in the city of Manchester. I live in the city of Leeds, which is nearby, and I saw today that in the main train station there were police armed with guns.
So you could get to Leeds without any problems?
Yes, we went back by car, so it was okay. But the traffic was quite bad because everyone was trying to evacuate and leave the city at the same time.